Go, gone live.
So we'll see who gets the middle ear first. Extreme or RIP.
Alright, hey guys, I'm back just in time to see the start of the game.
Yeah, just kicked off.
Extreme is on middle.
Already.
A little bit, tiny bit faster than RIP, just a tiny bit more aggressive, I'm not sure.
Bib taking it down, huge.
Weak, Extreme was down. Weak there.
IDK.
RIP's weak too. RIP's playing that pocket though, with the medic. And Dignitas controlled this with 2 kills for 1 death.
Battle of the choke now. Uber on Uber. How far did Bib or RIP go then?
That was nice by RIP. That's a great play. Rather than just, I know he went down there, but I mean, they did force that Uber and saved Aggrons. But it's nice to see them jumping in synchronicity like that, rather than just going in one by one like we saw at the start of Granary and generally failing. You had Darn swiffing around and RIP on the control point. Very nice play. And hesitates to cube there with Darn's assist. Extreme has gone up high to Spire, spamming down on top of all the Dignitas, but not doing much damage. And he's in trouble. He falls down to that back door.
Dignitas have caught up on the Uber as well.
And nice work by Dignitas. Oh, Extreme takes down Rebelli.
Medical
F2 down.
And Darn. Right, they lost F2. It's a brutal Spire fight right now. Everyone's in this.
Eager.
Everyone's involved, but RIP comes out with a cap.
One up.
There's a scout right behind him, though, right underneath. That's Peace. Peace on half health, 1-1. RIP takes him down.
All down.
6 down. That's a cap, 1-0.
Just spawned as well, look.
So that's 2 minutes for the first round. If you commit on Spire like that, like IDK did, though, you have to be prepared to lose last in that manner.
A do or die kind of situation.
Exactly, exactly.
There's some good timed aggressive play there from Dignitas that won in that round.
Yeah, you're right. A couple of moments where I thought IDK had enough to tip the balance to their favour, but just didn't get it. Anyway, on middle, one of Dignitas scouts by Train gets taken down. That was Bibbin.
The trade.
Extremer down, though. That's a nice trade. 2 for 2. But RIP's still up. And Peace is half health as JH goes down also. Dignitas have numbers here. There's one, I think that's Peace going
Sneaky
behind Dignitas.
Going behind.
Yeah, so they'll be mindful
of that. I'll
keep
a track on him.
In fact, Rebelli's gone back to find him.
The IDK scouts really should have killed RIP then. He was stood on the train on his own and they just didn't manage to take him down quick enough.
Peace is going to try and get the soldier that's coming through mid now.
That's a quiet cap for Dignitas compared to the last one. F2's got his Uber ready on last.
Peace is just no man's land at the moment. They're saying that the two a Solly and 2 scouts finished him. Gonna slow it down a lot.
Yeah. The piece gets taken up by Bibbin as well. Not gonna change much. So Dignitas start their advance. They got 3 up in the lobby. They got Rebellis checking out where the stickies are down through main. Dignitas pushing through the top right, Uber through, Darn got taken down there by Knight. Aggron could have saved him there.
Just saved.
Yeah, we got a weak scout up top. Roof's half health as well, but both teams come to a standoff. Here's some fighting going on the far right, I think, but no deaths. Aggron with a slight lead over F2. But 18% lead.
Darn's got a sniper for last as well.
But yeah, he's peeking through main. He's got Razorback on as well.
Some pro gaming Razorback.
Yeah, F2 fakes the Uber at 70%. But RIP's trying to bait them down through main so that Darn can get a shot. Darn hasn't fired yet.
They caught up on the Uber.
IDK has seen him. Yeah, both teams are ready. Jurati goes on to no one. That's a wasted piss.
IDK got their own sniper now. JH is sniping.
Yeah.
Counter snipe.
Peace is weak.
Battle
of the bottom
snipers.
Right. Peace got out. I haven't just sniper shot yet. Just heard Jurati being thrown. There's a soldier on the cap, but Darn isn't looking around to kill him. I don't know what he's doing. Uber goes in onto the point. Agron takes it off and puts it on
again.
What
is he doing?
Super has taken up by JH. Agron down. So I think Darn finally fires about 5 minutes too late.
Yeah.
And he's super weak. I mean, he's going to get chased down there. He's under the bridge. Very, very low and dead.
Took their time, mind.
So IDK has to take advantage here. They have to capitalize on this and get some time on that on the CP quickly.
They've got a good 20% advantage really, as well. Beans.
Maybe they're waiting for the Uber, but...
Yeah. Fair enough. Just seems to me the data test won't give them many opportunities like that.
Still really hard. Even if IDK come out on Uber now, because they're going to have to Uber to get this point, but by the time their Uber's over, Dignitas is going to have their Uber.
Seemed a tiny bit too conservative for my liking. I mean, you're 1-0
down. Yeah, they're waiting. They're not going to win it, are they, from standing in Badlands CP1?
No.
Like they did on Granary.
You can't win the game from there. You can only lose it. You know, you got to take those chances, even
it's
if you've 1 down.
It's time wasted as well, isn't it, at the end of the day? I talked about this in Granary.
Agron's got his Uber ready. He's on main with Darn, I think it is, yep. They got both soldiers down low with the Demoman and the Medic. Darn's headed up high with the disguise.
Got JH sniping.
Where are they going to push from? They've moved up to lobby now. Just biding their time. I wonder if part of this is clock management already. I mean, if Dignitas have realised that IDK aren't going to be, you know, have the balls to push here, and you know that you're playing stronger than them,
you might as well bite the bullet. I think. What have they got to lose?
I mean,
right, they get to lose this point, but then they're back on mid.
Yes,
back.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think Dignitas might be mindful of IDK playing a bit timid here. Still, they got five up in the lobby. Here comes Darn. Darn's going to get Ubered, I think. Yeah, there you go, through the top left. F2 counters.
He really wants his dominations, doesn't he?
Riv goes down. So this is going to be a failed offense from Dignitas. Darn's going to die as well.
Oh, no, down.
That's three down. I mean, if you don't go now, you're never going to go.
Ah, they're wasting the time, aren't they? The clock.
Alright, we've got one scout back having a bit. Is he going to have any support here against three of Dignitas, including the medic? Both scouts on the black balcony. You need something else there. You need some Demoman spam. You need soldiers to take rockets for you.
I mean, even now, Dignitas are all the way out on their choke point, but IDK are still all on the flag. On the last CP, they've not even pushed out to the window or to the balcony. Just, I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they realise that they're losing at the moment.
Yeah, there's 9.5 minutes gone past.
Do you think that IDK are just waiting for the 4 minutes to be up? I mean, they know they can defend pretty well.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe they are, but that's just craziness. I mean, maybe they'll prove me wrong and do it, but you'd think that'd be near impossible against a team of Dignitas' quality. So but the teams trade Demoman there.
Oh, here comes the high advantage now, look.
Two for two.
This could be game over.
Oh, although Cube with a key kill there on Hazza, but the call was that he was weak. That's Rebelli against two.
F2's
can he get F2 down
dodge
at least? Yep. Oh, nice.
You can't allow Dignitas that many pushes onto last and not expect them to get one right.
Well, here's what Dan said coming into play. I mean, now there's 3.5 minutes left. It's going to be like less than 3 minutes until Agron has his Uber ready. Bibbin's gone side, maybe mix it up a little bit, but now is what Dan said. I mean, can you play for the round timer to get to zero?
Dignitas have gone a crit screen as well.
Look, they've gone two. They're going engineering here as well. So statement of intent, they are going to shut up shop.
I just don't see the reasoning behind it though. It's a bad decision to just hold out the
Agron with the ruffle. Where's Bibbin as spy? He's going down main right now. He's looking at last point.
Do you reckon they're going to stick it at the point? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's crits. That's Dignitas' answer.
Bibb on the point, look.
No scout cap time there.
Really well though. That was JH. Yeah.
Nice play by JH. You saw that coming.
And now they've got the Uber nearly.
So it's going to be a nice hold. Yeah, there goes the Uber. Right, they got two up. Now the question is, do you cap? I mean, they've got
one the NG
up.
Though. That's the problem. You're not got the capping power.
Oof! Cube fails that rocket jump onto the point.
Scout on Cube as well.
Yeah, Cube's weak, but he gets saved by that door.
Nice push.
All right, so here we go. There's 2 minutes left for IDK to hold that before the round reset.
And the time reset. Look.
Yeah, they opt to take the cap back. Ubers are equal.
Dignitas still with the crits.
Yeah, so we should see. I mean, Dignitas, I guess they'll be getting a bit frustrated after so many attempts on last and not managing to convert them into caps. So we'll see how they use this crits. They're about ready. That's 95% on it. I think Agron's looking for Rib to take around that corner or someone.
Now's the time.
The scout underneath.
They're long gone. They're all the way back behind the spire now.
F2's holding his regular overcharge, so it's going to be difficult for... If Dignitas can get a jump on him, he could be taken by surprise, maybe.
I think they're waiting for IDK to push the choke point, and then Rib will crit.
Then unleash the fury. Here comes F2 with Extremo.
They're checking, aren't they, to see how close... It's all beautiful.
Extremer down, but F2 pretty quick on that Uber trigger. One for one.
Rebelli's behind on CP2.
Yeah.
Agron survived. Knight went down.
They know it as well. They're all coming back.
Alright, we've got Scout capping, but he's in trouble. We got F2 kind of by himself for a second there, but IDK quick to react.
F2's
again, F2's
health.
In trouble.
Damn.
And he's down. Bibbing with a kind of mid range meat shot there. Extremis doing everything he can from on the balcony to try and cover the point. Dignitas not committing entirely. Agron's half health, so maybe a little bit timid. Alright, here goes Bibbin onto the spire. Sees Extremer, and there's one soldier to the bottom right. That's Knight. It's 6 versus 6 now.
You think IDK realises that there's 500 euros up for grabs?
Maybe not, actually. Maybe they don't have any rent to pay.
Yeah.
F2 goes down there.
539 is only around the corner, Extremer. Yep. Surely you should be putting a performance up.
Yeah, check
You're
out
really
this back
quiet lately.
They killed, they got F2 with that crit, and the back cap stopped.
So one up.
Piece alive. Yeah.
They've been.
Where is he? He's on middle. And. Oh, he
denied.
Didn't get the back hat. Wow, that was close. Really close.
That was well read by the players of Dignitas there.
I wonder if Peace stepped off the point there. Just, you know, one little fitzy off the point. Because I didn't think Darn was going to make it in time to block
that. He could have licked that, couldn't he?
IDK going NG again. So we're back to CP1 stalemates. Agron still got crits.
Holding up the 9 minutes.
That didn't work against the SG last time. 16 minutes to go. Crits at 90%. F2's on 90 of his regular Uber. So just in combined fire take down that sentry gun. And the crits is off down main. They tried to snipe someone, but Rib gets owned. And Uber comes in.
Heavy just jumps straight over the scout.
Check out Darn sneaking through the bottom right. Peace deals with him. Alright.
IDK should have this.
Dignitas just can't break that defense. How many attempts is that? 6, 7 for no caps?
The first cap they got, they had nobody to fire against.
Yeah. I think they need to, next time they need. If they've got crits, then you should just let Agron die somehow. You know, they're good at that. Just let Agron die and no one else, so you can change it out. You know, try and get a pick, of course, but don't commit the full team to it. So Bibb's gone sniper now. I wonder if he was
Darn
sniper for last. Darn on a kind of fast push.
To kill. Yeah. To KF2 didn't work.
This could be IDK's mid.
Yeah, JH has gone through Canyon.
They've triggered, I think.
He's going through the shithouse now.
IDK triggered.
Zipper's off.
Ages ago.
Diggertash retreating. They've got the crits, it's off. Crits is off.
IDK go back.
Well, not the crits, regular river. Given with a nice shot onto Cube. Great headshot. So, Diggertash are plus 3 on IDK right now. So you want to cap, and you'd like to see them take some of the momentum onto CP1, onto CP5 here, rather than let IDK set up again. I know they're concerned about someone in spawn, but maybe just don't wait for Uber this time, just push.
IDK on the engineer front again.
Yeah, they love that, don't they? I mean, if you go now, the sentry gun's only level 1, you just have to sneeze at it and it'll go down. Bibbin gets a headshot tonight. Doesn't kill him, though. F2's got his Uber ready. As does Agron.
Nice, really, still weak.
And he went to resupply.
Double NG.
Have they got two sentries up?
They're just building on the one. But
oh, yeah. Uber's in on that sentry gun. Let's see how the Uber deals with this defense. F2's got a late counter there.
Oh, they're pushing out on this
soldier. He was very foolish there. Cube just was in the lobby for no reason. Bibbin gets a kill into peace as well. This should be a win. Ribs very, very low, though. Extremer's right in Rib's face. Takes him down. Extremer's a domination onto Rib, actually.
He's being really quiet, though.
F2 dead. So what do you do, guys?
Really weak.
Do you push here or do you wait? You got 50% Uber advantage.
If I was in IDK's situation, I'd...
What about Dixon's asses? I mean...
Have to wait now.
Just wait.
Look how weak they are. Look how weak they are. One up.
They're the leader.
They got the cap. They got the cap.
They should do this, yeah.
Finally. So 2-0. 12 minutes left. 30 minutes. Nice tactics, mates.
Good play by Hazard there, staying alive with Agron.
I think that's the difference between the crits and the regular Uber. I mean, the regular Uber lets you go in and come back out again, whereas the crits, you have to go all in.
Right, so really quick to mint.
I'm specking Extremer. He's blocked in on half health, brought down the house. Rips
Solid gone behind on the train. He's down now.
Cube's down. JH got Rib. I didn't see where he killed him.
See, this is the same thing that happened on Granary here. Rib goes slightly aggressive, and although it didn't really pay off for him.
F2 IDK going to lose everyone, but F2 here. No, everyone. That's a wipe. So that's 3 mids, guys, and 3 wins for Dignitas, if I'm not mistaken. And they didn't even lose anyone there apart from...
I don't think IDK has just not had enough pressure on the point.
Straight in as well, look, for Cuba.
We got Cube as spy. He's on the bridge right now. But what's he going to do? Is he going to be any use at all? Sentry gun goes down. And Ubered. Or Rip goes down to Cube. Right place, right time for a Cube.
Dance
3-0, so it's one round that takes 9 minutes, or even longer, much longer, and one round that takes 45 seconds.
I think this is the point where Extremer will start getting worse and worse as he gets more and more emo now.
Yeah, getting moody. Is that the only weakness in his game? I mean, do you think that, can we see that on middles? You know, will
he's
he
a lot
up?
Quicker this time.
Rib's gone to Balk. Wow. Darn with a great kill there. I mean, they traded him for Extremer, but that was a nice play. Dignitas being a bit more cautious this time with Rib on balcony. They're all kind of hanging back, apart from that Darn suicide. They're 2-for-2 right now. Pieces
crit,
of
crazy.
Crits in.
And he goes
down.
F2 down. But looks like IDK got this one.
This is going to be IDK's first win on middle.
And they changed the crits as well.
Yeah. Yes, that's 4 mids and 1 win for IDK. I mean, 10 minutes left. Like you say, Dan, you're playing for 500 euros. Now's the time to go. I mean, just start playing. I mean, you got to play look more loose than they are.
Don't need any engineers on mid.
Apparently, there's a lot of rage on the IDK comms at the moment about them losing middle.
Is this from your reliable source?
It is.
So F2's stuck with crits here. I guess maybe that's try to make him go more aggressive. Dignitas have a sniper. He's behind the spire, sniping onto Choke. Wow. You get to, I don't know if you've been there, Chase ran into the crosshairs, but that's a brutal shot.
On Canyon, and they're on the right now. Push behind with the crits.
Crits comes behind. It's a nice play if they can get it right. FP down. F2 gets sniped. Bivin, great work with the sniper on spire defense. Don't see that too often.
Clean up.
And the Uber comes through.
Really
the streamer's
nice
on one. The streamer's really weak.
I don't know where he is, but he's in trouble.
They've got a scout AFK.
Rage AFK, perhaps not.
Rage type into his homeboys, probably.
There's a sandwich here. Behind too. Oh, Cube went down. Not really his fault. Not much he could do there. Hazard was all over that. Hazard with another strong game, guys. And check out the scoreboard. There's Dignitas with a lot of dominations and none for IDK at all.
Collecting those Pokemon.
Extremer being really quiet as well, look.
14 points. Very quiet. Not his usual self at all. F2's in trouble, round about the choke. Oh, he's been hit directly with a pipe. He's very, very weak. Rib's surely going to win this. Bottles him. Story of the night there, folks.
And what with your pants around your ankles.
Yeah, here we go. Gonna split the game open, I think.
Really haven't already.
There's a backup on, but it's useless. 4-0.
And there's me saying it'll be a close game.
So, I mean, you know, now we're kind of writing's on the wall. It's a good game, really, even though there's 8 minutes left. And we'll watch this middle and talk about what we can take from this game. But yeah, kind of disappointing so far, I think. Alright, Rib gets clocked there by an extremely sticky, but the scats are all over him.
That was the story of the game right there.
Yeah.
Well, not really, just actually. But
they got an aggressive soldier going down.
But they're not going to use this.
He's on 90%. They did get aggro on. I didn't see who killed him. That was yeah,
he's
going to
give it some now. Look,
give it some Laldi. Nice.
Lovely.
That makes it worth it, doesn't it?
Scout behind them.
Nice.
Good work. F2 went down, but 3-for-1. It's worth it. 1-on-1 soldier here in the middle.
Extremer should be there now.
Oh, Aggron comes in. Oh, he saves Darn just at the last minute, but Extremer gets the kill.
Aggron's gone crits as well. I think he's bored now, don't you?
Yeah, it looks like it.
The needles are out, and he's down.
IDK with the middle here. Well, they cede control. Ribs playing cautiously. He was low. Both Dignitas players were low there, but they managed to just hold on. F2's behind the train, but falling back to Choke. So guys, now we've got a lot on the action. Yeah, I don't know if you read, but I wrote today on CadRed about this game would tell us a lot about whether IDK were an elite team yet or not, considering all their recent results. I mean, they've got draws against Power Gaming. You know, they beat Dignitas in the last EHS. I mean, ESH, I mean, where do you place them after tonight's performance? What can you say about them?
Do you know what? Like, prior to this game, I would have said Dignitas were on a bit of a lull, but they still haven't been playing that well, and I just don't know whether it's a bad Dignitas or a mediocre sort of IDK. I'd really don't know where to put it still.
Crits comes there. In. Darn hits. Oh, Darn kills F2. He doesn't need to use the crits there. Dignitas on the move. It's 3-2. I think even if IDK had lost tonight, you know, you could still make a case for them being an elite team, but the manner in which they've lost makes me think otherwise. Even despite the great results, I mean, in Team Fortress 2, you're only as good as your last result, and this isn't a pretty one for IDK.
No, it really isn't. Just wondering, like, yeah, do they actually know that they're playing for 500 euros? Is that, like, is this just another PCW for them, or what?
Yeah, no. Looks a bit slack, doesn't it? We've got an IDK soldier on the move here, but he's super weak. Gets out somehow onto Balk, and a JH takes down Dire. It's all too little too late, I mean, even with 6 minutes left.
Uber in, 50% advantage, but they're still hanging around. In with Rib.
Rib crits up to top. They just left the last point.
Yeah, this is game. That's the
good
game.
All right, guys, if you want to stick around, we'll try and get someone on from one of the teams to interview.
So get stick the around. Streamer on, that will be good.
I don't think it makes sense.
Streamer with the quick rage.
I thought it would have been a lot closer than that tonight. I didn't expect 5-0 at all. Granny was close, but only close because IDK got the last two rounds.
They didn't warm up with this team they were using now. Were the scouts JH and
Peace,
yeah. No, they used Wei as scout as well in the warm up.
Hey guys, just heard like the last 15 minutes of that cast. Well done.
Hey, how are you, friend?
Alright, dude, you?
Yeah,
caster.
Very good. So I've asked Darren to bring on some Dignitas people, so hopefully we can
grill.
Hear some thoughts from the guys.
How was the match? Because obviously I was in PCW for like 3 quarters of it.
Well, to recap, Granary, Dignitas took an early lead and they went 4-1 up over the back. How long was that? 8 or 9 minutes, something like that. And IDK pulled it back to 4-3, but it's kind of too little too late. And Badlands, as you just saw, kind of a steamroll. There was one really long round two. But
IDK didn't get past the third point on that round, though.
No, I mean, they didn't win mids at all. Here's Rebelli. Hey, Rebelli, are you there? Can you hear me? Hey,
yep.
Mate. Well played, congratulations. 500 euros the richer.
Thank you.
How do you think you played personally? Please,
very
poorly.
Games? Very poorly.
Even though 5-0 roll?
Yeah, but, well, team played well, I didn't. But I guess that doesn't matter.
Rebel is like really, really sad now.
Yeah.
Not as sad as Extremer, I'm sure. So, yeah. Dark, congratulations. Did you expect that to be so easy, to put it bluntly?
Well, we had that 1 week where we lost a couple games and didn't really have that motivation to keep going. But last week, we started to practice a bit more and got confidence back and motivation and wanted this
so
win.
Did you take any motivation from the loss to IDK in
last
time around?
Definitely. It was like a wake-up call for us.
Yeah. And then tonight, I mean, you lost to them on Granary last time. What was it, 4-2?
Yeah.
And tonight, I mean, you controlled Granary for basically the length of the match. I mean, is it just practice? Is that... I asked Dan earlier in this cast, is it a case of Dignitas falling off a little bit, or is everyone else getting better, or is it a mix of the two? But I mean, if you guys can continue...
I think it's mix of the two. Like, for example, TCM is fucking awesome nowadays. They've been playing so much. And, well, yeah, it's a mix of both of those things.
Nah, you've been just fucking, mate.
IDK is also playing a lot better than they used to.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, for all the ragging that we've done in IDK tonight, I think it's fair to say that they've been probably the most interesting team over the last month. And it's no shame on them to reach a final and lose to you guys, when you're back in gear. So, Agron, what did you think of against... I saw you type in lame tactics, mates, or whatever. I mean, how was that frustrating for you on that second round of Badlands when you couldn't crack that CP1 defense?
Yeah, well, even though I whine about it, it's completely acceptable to use tactics like that.
Yeah,
you can play that way if you want to, but I don't like it.
It's legitimate. I think the thing we pointed out on the caster, and I don't know if you guys would agree, was IDK had a couple of chances where they should have been pushing back on you guys from that position, but it just didn't happen. I mean, were you surprised by that?
Yeah, I was really surprised because they didn't push out. So they just let us keep pushing, and finally we got the point. And to agree on that, it really wasn't their tactic. They just defended really well.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
but if you play too passive, you can't win if the opponent doesn't do any mistakes. And we tried to play like that, so we didn't do any stupid mistakes.
It was weird from IDK's point of view, though. They were losing 1-0 at that time. They had at least two times where they could have pushed. I think you guys were even expecting them to push because you fell back choke point really, and they just didn't come.
They used an engineer as well on last, and Zach lost a lot of cap and power.
It's hard to push out when you're using an engine.
Exactly. I think that may have played into it a bit.
Do you think, guys, that they were giving you a bit too much respect? Because you could, you know, even though it was very extreme on Badlands CP1 defense there, you could kind of see the same a little bit in their thinking on Granary when they kept running heavy and sniper. I mean, that's fine if you're winning, but if you're losing and need points...
I was thinking about that they were going for a stalemate there for a while, like there were something like 3 minutes left or so.
Well, I think some teams like the tactic of using a hardcore defense and trying to 6-0 the other team and then just switch classes and push quickly, but it's hard. Well, I was shouting, let's just defend, we're winning, let's be lame.
And I was shouting, no, no.
5-0, 5-0.
So you guys really seem to play well with Hazza playing as well.
Yeah, Hazza played great. And, well, as you all know, he's an awesome player.
Yep. There was a sequence...
No fragger, though.
No fragger, yeah.
There was a sequence on Granary where Hazza... I think it was around their CP2. Hazza just won it back single-handedly. I can't remember if it was your CP2 or their CP2, but Hazza got like 3 or 4 kills in a row just being super, super aggressive and catching weak players. And that kind of seemed like a metaphor almost for the rest of the night, that IDK just didn't take their chances.
Yeah, you should be aggressive, it's solid.
And I think we all handled all the one-on-one situations really well.
Except me.
Oh,
yeah. And I didn't die too much. I'm very proud of myself.
It's so fucking easy to play this game when Akron doesn't die.
Yeah.
Usually he dies 50 to 70 times per game.
Well,
it's a bit harder to beat teams with it.
Once a minute.
Have you guys made any adjustments in your practices about that, or you know, is it just a joke? Like, you know, do you sit and never say, "Let's try and protect Aggron a little bit more tonight," or "Don't be such an idiot," or does it just happen?
At first, when we lost those few games, we started thinking about all these stupid counter tactics, like "Let's do this and do that." But finally, we just decided that let's just go aggressive and play better. No tactics. And it seems to work. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very well played, guys. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you.
And I hope to see more of you in the future. Is it? I heard a rumor that you guys might be attending Newbury at I-39. Could you confirm or deny?
It's not true.
It's definitely not true.
Yeah, it lies. But,
Dan doesn't want to go because he has so many people, so many beers.
Yeah, that's why. It's going to cost me like $1,000 just to pay back all the beers I've
and a huge hangover.
Yeah. But man, I like the TF2 scene now because pretty much at least 6 of the top teams, anyone can beat us or TCM any day. It's all about the current form the team has, so there's not much skill difference anymore, like it was like half a month ago.
So it's exciting times, and that, you know, that means, like you're saying as well, you guys have to get more on the ball as well. You can't just rely on being able to just turn up and win anymore.
And I like it.
I do think the set maps make a difference as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What I've seen the most is like their team play of the opponents has been improving a lot.
Yeah.
Before there were good deathmatchers and like scouts and solis and demos were really good, but the team play was a bit lacking, and that's why it was a bit easy for us to win sometimes. But nowadays it's a different deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, it's great to see you back to winning ways, and congratulations again on the 500 euros and the Sapphire Challenge title.
Yay.
I do hope to see you at I-39, even if you're definitely not coming. I'll be watching.
I wonder if IDK is going to I-39 if we give them the money.
You should ask them.
Yeah.
I still don't think Xperia could afford it.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Unless you got any more questions, Evil or Dan or whoever else wants to pipe up, then we can call it a night. It's half past nine here. Okay, well played, and thanks to FB again for the Mumble and the Source TV. Love you guys very
much.
No biggie.
Bengali mostly.
Yes, Ari, definitely. Ari the man. Again, at super short notice. We're trying to fix that, guys, but, you know, the way these things are. So, yeah, turn up next time. We might have a different crew presenting. Try and mix it up, you know, with Byte last week and us this evening.
I can't get enough, though.
Yeah, and thanks to Evil and Dan, of course. And hope to see you again soon. So cheers, guys, and good night. Well played to Data Assassin UK.
Thanks,
well played, Jimmy.
Cheers.